I can tell you the girl that I've got on the phone right now is Felicity Harley from Women's Health Magazine. How are you?
Good. How are you, Adam?
Very well, thanks. Now, look, 25,000 people were asked about the best place to live. And incredibly, the Shoalhaven, Felicity Harley, it doesn't rate a mention.
Well, no, it doesn't rate a mention. But what the Shoalhaven does have is a lot of attributes that people actually look for in a happy and healthy place to live.
Well, we do, don't we? And the good thing about it is that 25,000 people out of this survey know nothing about where we live. So they don't know that we live in God's country, those dummies. So,
hey, that's a great point.
What was this all about?
Well, we surveyed a lot of women and men about different health things, you know, how they feel about all different health issues, and we broke it down by state, and really the state that came out the best was South Australia.
Really?
Yeah, which actually surprised me.
Well, because South Australia is actually the most obese state in Australia.
Well, yeah, but South Australia, they appear to be really happy. They've got really healthy attitudes towards food. They check fat levels on labels and all that kind of thing. And it's also a great place if you're a single woman to pick up men.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, really? So that's why this has come out on top. My goodness. So what else did you actually find in this survey?
Well, we found that Noosa is probably the best place, the best walking town.
Yeah, it is actually. Yeah, it's cool.
Best place to walk. Also, Townsville had the best mood overall. They had the best mood, and Tasmania actually were 40% more likely to experience depression than the national average. So, yeah, that was a bit concerning.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's amazing. So these 25,000 people came from all across Australia.
All Australia, yeah, all across Australia.
Right. Okay.
So yeah, it was just really interesting to find. New South Wales actually didn't fare too well either.
Well, that's because it's just such an expensive state, isn't it? And you can understand why New South Wales wouldn't fare too well, because we are expensive. Yes, we do have some great locations, but even those locations to go to, it's quite expensive to go there.
Well, exactly. And actually Northern Territory, they had the most satisfied sex lives of us all.
Oh, hello. Oh, Felicity Harley, what are you coming up with here? You know what, I'm starting to blush.
No, Adam.
More people will
that's
be able
not
to...
Like you.
No, I know. More people can read about it and how the Shoalhaven missed out, but that's because these 25,000 people had no clue about how good we've got it. And you know what, Felicity, don't mention the Shoalhaven in Women's Health, okay?
I won't.
We don't need any more people
it's
to know about it.
It's a great place to live. My parents live there.
Yeah,
so
that's right. And a big g'day to Dad.
I'm all for it.
Yes, and it's a beautiful spot. Felicity, we'll talk to you again next week. You have a great day.
Thanks, Adam. You too.
No troubles at all. Felicity Harley of Women's Health. The brand new magazine is out right now, and you can read about how those 25,000 people know nothing about where we live, the Shoalhaven. It is God's country. 2ST.